If you go out before,
yeah, just fucks up your pre-season, fucks up everything.
Because also, I think mentally, yeah, you qualify for the Europa.
You're all hyped up.
Burnley are never going to do better than that. They're losing a qualifier. It's like, what are we even playing for?
Yeah.
We're getting to what we're aiming for, and we don't know what we're getting
it. Or like Fulham and Middlesbrough, you get to the Europa League final. It's like, what's the point of playing for Fulham anymore?
But does it disrupt your mentality? Like, because you're like, you've got this kind of mid-table mentality. Like, what are you actually playing for? And then suddenly you're in a competition.
You're slogging it.
Well, no, you got a cohesive thing. Like, stay in the league. Everything that we'll do that. That's our plan. And then suddenly you're like, wow, I can actually go to Europa League finals and play Juventus and.
Yeah,
4-2 at home in Craven Cottage.
All right, should we commence? Who will prevail in the Man City Liverpool Premier League title race face-off? Who will prevail in the Solskjaer Lampard naive manager face-off? And who will prevail in the Özil Kolasinac Eastern European gang face-off? This is In Airplane Repair.
We are back.
Listening to In Airplane Repair, the most uncensored and edited and unprofessional football podcast anywhere in the realm of the new Premier League season, because the Premier League season has begun, and I'm delighted to say that we can discuss it now. Joining me today to preview the season and to discuss the weekend's action, the only one of us who's coached a team and has psychology expertise, Jasper Kawaja.
It's an absolute pleasure to be back.
Good to have you back.
You know, you were saying we can have more. We could change our title.
This was your guy's idea.
Also, the listeners haven't heard that, so just act like.
Yeah, but I was bringing it up. You know, they picked up on that. They're aware that we have conversations.
They know that we talk outside.
Not on the podcast.
We save our quality material for the podcast.
Chemistry, isn't it? I could also be our championship expert.
Okay.
If you want.
Okay.
And our European expert, if you'd also like. But that's maybe pushing it
a bit of competition.
Maybe they're outside of the Premier League expert.
Yeah.
That's very broad.
We do need a Scottish football expert. welcome. I hope you thrive in your new role.
So do I.
And sitting to his right, the only one of us who...
knows about the stats, but also the emotions.
The statistical emotion expert, Otto_Wolf. Welcome back to the pod.
Thank you. I'd like to change my role to, I was thinking maybe I could be like some kind of expert on like whether players are attractive or not.
Fine.
Whoa.
Wow.
So you get the definitive call.
Beauty expert.
Yeah, so we can make, well, we can share our opinions, but you have the final.
Yeah, I think maybe like I should kind of be the go-to on whether a player's attractive or not.
I know somebody whose attractiveness you're not going to question, and that's the man sitting to your right, Luke Stamper, the only one who's played the game at the highest level. Luke Stamper, hello.
hello. Yeah, I guess I also have a new role. Am I adding to my role or changing my role?
He's open.
I thought it sounded good in my head before, but it's not. So I want to be our... fan off the road.
Wow.
That's a fan who's never seen their team.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because I'm sure I really like football. Mm. Yeah, but
good.
Never really been to a significant game, and I don't really intend to anytime soon. So
you saw Pete Levin score from the halfway line. That was
that's
the
true. Okay, I've been to one significant game.
So it's like a unique perspective.
That's an interesting debate, though, because some people say that someone's opinion isn't worth as much if they don't go and see them. But then I've heard people say that's bollocks, because Luke talks a lot of sense.
Obviously it's bollocks. Why would you someone say that?
You know when you get Man United fans that live in London, they're not real fans.
Yeah.
You know, like the pundits, when they're watching the game, right? And they've got... If, say, you're at Old Trafford and you're a pundit, you're going to be watching screens, you're going to be watching the game.
Like, I think you're watching a bit of both.
Yeah, a bit of both.
I don't know. And if you're watching the screens, you might as well not be there, so you can
feel the atmosphere.
I think they watch the screens.
I mean, it's totally unnecessary.
Well, somebody who is not totally unnecessary for this pod is our fan on the road at the J Doggy Dog.
Hey there.
Have you had a nice holiday?
I had a great, it's been a good holiday. Didn't get to do any pre-season on the road with Oxford United, but
shame.
Maybe next year.
It's always next pre-season.
It's always next pre-season.
Would you like to adjust or change or evolve your role?
Well, fan on the road encompasses quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess international fan.
But don't forget, you are our Nations League correspondent.
Well, that's the thing. It's a lot of stuff.
Okay.
That won't happen this year, will it? Injury updates.
There was a point of being the Nations League expert if that's not relevant for 4 years.
So,
it's every other year.
It's every year.
It's Euros.
And every year, like, they have some stuff.
But no.
Why don't you just be our, like, England international expert?
I speak everything international.
But you don't know anything about any team but me.
I quite like that injury up.
And injuries. Yeah, I'll look into injuries.
What's his name on the touchline? Jeff Shreves.
Yeah.
Our man on the touchline.
AKA Jeff. Okay. Well, let's just get straight into it. Jasper, Man United 4, Chelsea 0. Chelsea's largest, biggest defeat at Old Trafford since 1968, maybe?
Really? Wow.
I'm going to say yes.
Is it a question of Chelsea being naive, bad, Man United being good? What's going on?
I'm going to say it was a very open game to start with, which is quite unusual. And Chelsea had a lot of chances. Especially when they were 1-0 down. But I don't get why he didn't play Kante. That was the big one. That really confused me, because in an open game you need him, you stop their attacks and you're flying. So that was weird. And then it's just a strange game. I don't think you can, I'm not going to get carried away and draw too many conclusions from that.
Twice.
Yeah, exactly. You score them and they still were creating a lot of chances throughout.
Mourinho said that they didn't have enough experience in their team, which he would say, I guess.
Yeah, but it was quite...
To be honest, neither team particularly...
Both teams were really young.
Neither team impressed me.
Yeah.
Even though Man United won 4-0, I don't think they were that good.
Well, I tell you, one man who was impressed was Philip Neville. He's just written an article for the BBC saying, this time the good times will stay. Luke, is he an idiot?
Ooh, is he an idiot? No. They're winning the league. Easy peasy. Okay. I don't really know.
I'll tell you one thing about Philip Neville.
Well, yep.
He's not attractive.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Even in the waistcoat.
Even in the official FA head coach.
Does that raise an attractiveness level when you wear the
England FA? It does.
But he's still not attractive.
With the waistcoat.
Is Gary more attractive than Phil?
Yeah. But is he more of an idiot?
Yes.
Yeah, you carry on with the conversation.
We were saying at the end of last season, you know, we our very famous game, the Man United clear out calculator, we got rid of 8 players.
Yeah.
Man United have probably only got rid of 2 players and only bought in, you know, like 2. Maguire looks pretty good, Van Bist. How do you feel about Man United's clear out or lack of?
Well, Lukaku's gone.
Yeah.
Which I think will be very good for Rashford. Because now he gets to play up front. And he knows, but he's not
playing up front.
Was he not?
No, Martial was playing up front.
But he was more central. But
I guess so.
Well, okay.
They both have
anyway,
more free.
And he'll feel more confident being like, you know, I'm the guy.
Yeah.
Is there not an issue? Maybe a bit of lack of depth up there. Rashford, Martial, unless they got there.
That young kid
Greenwood
that scored.
Or
yeah,
James.
Maybe not. Yeah, Mason Greenwood.
Is Sanchez going to leave? I've heard that they're still trying to get him out.
Yeah.
Can they sell him to La Liga and stuff?
Yeah, they're still going.
So where are Man United going to finish in the league? Many people are saying they're going to drop out of the top 6. I think the thing is
this victory was more down to Chelsea being shit than Man United being good. And I think they'll just be shit because I don't think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is actually a good manager.
No. Are we all in agreement then?
I think Maguire's good. But like, they could get a solid defence again. And then they could grind out those games, you know, stay in the top 6.
I think they'll stay in the top 6.
So, are they going to finish any higher than 6?
5th.
Fair. Okay, so who's below them then?
Chelsea.
Okay. How long has Solskjaer got?
Christmas.
Christmas?
Solskjaer's this.
If he's doing shit,
they're not in the Champions League, are they?
Europa.
They're in Europa.
That's a 20-point difference.
Maybe January. Because they pride themselves in keeping managers, don't they, Man United?
No, I think they're just...
They did. So January. It'll make it to the new year. I'm going to say 26 years.
Wow. Wow.
The dynasty.
Yeah.
26 years.
And what league are they going to be playing in?
The Champions League. There will be different by then. It'll be one big mashup European league.
Yeah, it'll be like the the centralised European government.
It'll be an
the EU.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So
intergalactic.
Gary Lineker did a good tweet where he said it was Man United's best performance at Old Trafford with Mourinho there.
And we're going to go with Man United fifth. Okay. So let's move on to another inexperienced manager, Frank Lampard, Otto on Scorewolf. You know, you've seen him, we've seen him play, manage Derby.
Yeah.
He took them from sixth place.
He wasn't even good at Derby.
Yeah.
Like, he only just got playoffs. And...
Tough old league.
Derby, it is a tough old league. I can agree with that. But Derby should have been doing better in that league.
Yeah, I agree.
But it was fine, like, I just think... But if it was any other man, if it was any other player, any other ex-Chelsea player, they would never have gotten him.
Mm.
He hasn't even had experience really being like assistant manager anywhere.
So who would you say is more inexperienced, Ole or Frank?
I'd say Frank doesn't have a record of actually being actively shit, as Ole does.
Not in the Norwegian league, mate.
Yeah, I guess not.
That's a tough old league.
They lost 2-0 to Cardiff last season at home, Man United. Relegated card.
Wow, yeah, I forgot about that.
They didn't win a game for like about 7 games.
Yeah, no, like they were really, really, really bad. And I think Ole is just really bad.
Because there was a point where they had to only get about a point to qualify for the Champions League.
That was a funny time. Everybody was fucking up there.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, top four is lava kind of behaviour.
Mm. Johnny, how long has Frank got?
Frank? Well, the thing is, because of the transfer ban, that's coming in January, isn't it? But, like, would a new manager really want to go to Chelsea?
What do you mean it's coming in January?
Well, it's over in January, is it?
Or can they buy players again in January?
No, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I just think it'd be hard to get a good manager whilst you've got a transfer ban on.
Also, I think he might get more sympathy.
And he might get more sympathy.
He hasn't made quite anyone.
I quite like this Chelsea side. Like, it's quite exciting.
But what are they doing? The thing is, not playing Kante was actually so weird. Like, not having...
Rudiger was out as well.
Playing Kovacic and Jorginho against a counter-attacking team is just, like, bizarre.
But was he injured? Or?
No, they brought him on.
Match fitness, I thought.
Okay.
Is that what they said?
But they brought him on.
Kante never lacks match fitness.
He hadn't been playing much recently because he had been injured, I think. And he'd like just come back.
Yeah. Was there a David Luiz shaped hole in their back line?
David Luiz is a hole.
David Luiz is a David Luiz shaped hole.
Although Zuma was also a hole, so.
I rated Zuma at Stoke. He was good.
I think he normally is sort of quite good.
Mm.
He gave away the pen, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he got a bit rattled and then he didn't really deal with Rashford's pace and then it was all a bit downhill from
there. So, Arsenal have bought David Luiz and somebody else for quite a lot of money.
Pepe.
Yeah. I thought there was... When we told there was like a limited war chest... There was always like they only had 40 million,
and then they broke.
Then suddenly it was like they got 100.
Didn't they sell some people?
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, I'm impressed by their transfer window.
Mm.
I don't know. No.
Well, they eventually got a centre back in David Luiz, which is what they needed.
They need a left back as well, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, they sold Koscielny.
Yeah,
they sold.
I don't think was it free. I can't remember.
Then this Pepe guy is last year got. The third highest in Europe of like goals and assists combined.
Is that really what they need?
In the Farmers League, albeit.
Yeah, exactly. I think they need players from the Farmers League. Understand.
Like if they bought like Rodri or whatever, that guy's going to Man City, you might think, that's a good
sign. They got that Ceballos, that Madrid player on loan.
But also, Guendouzi is going to be like a new signing.
Guendouzi and David Luiz in the same team.
I know.
That's going to be cool.
David Luiz and his son. Take one of the world.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
So we've got them to finish fourth then, Arsenal.
No, we don't.
Do we?
Because we've got...
I think this is mine.
I'm thinking Wolves.
Wolves. So Arsenal out of the top six.
No, no.
They're going, mate.
I think they're actually going to finish 13th.
Wolves are going to tank. Wolves are going to tank. Sure.
All jokes aside.
Yeah, I don't know. Arsenal are difficult. They were pretty boring. I watched that whole Newcastle Arsenal game and it was quite dire.
Yeah,
Newcastle got some new players though.
Yeah, they.
One of them stole our manager.
Record signing, Joleton.
Saint Maxima, he was
brilliant. And of course the return of big Andy Carroll.
He went back. He went home.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was just watching the game because he loves Newcastle.
No, from the bench.
No, he wasn't on the bench. He was still in the stands.
I saw on the news they had a little little montage of him coming on for his first game for Newcastle when he was originally. Didn't have a ponytail, so he looked like a normal man. This is probably in your area of attractiveness expertise, but
he's not an attractive man.
No. You look at him.
I've seen his Bebo.
But without that ponytail, I think he's actually.
Have you seen his Bebo?
He's like slightly attractive without a ponytail?
I think the ponytail is quite attractive.
What do you
but he doesn't wear it as a ponytail.
What do you
normally.
Make of Gareth Bale pre and post ponytail?
It's just to cover his balding hair, bald spot.
Is it?
Yeah, he's doing an Adal, isn't he?
Who is he?
I tell you who's got a really good hair transplant is David Silva.
It's gone really well.
Has he? I didn't see it probably.
No, it's really good.
I was watching that match, didn't notice it.
Jesus
also has done something to his eyebrows where he doesn't look like he's crying all the time now.
Are you serious?
You know Gabriel Jesus.
Yeah,
look at that.
He's
crying for
that.
He doesn't look like he's crying.
Young Andy Carroll, under 19. Fresh face. Is that even him?
Go on his Bebo. His Bebo is amazing.
I reckon he is good looking.
Look at that. That's a hot piece of. Geordie.
Oh yeah, that is, yeah. Oh yeah.
I think footballers. Do you think footballers? I was thinking lots of footballers have very good cheekbones. And do you think it's just when you're really fit, you don't have any face fat?
Unless you have some
good cheekbones. Because they've all got very good cheekbones, so I find a lot of them quite attractive.
But do you just notice the ones with good cheekbones?
That might be true.
Because no one's thinking about Wayne Rooney's cheekbones now.
I tell you, Derby.
Apparently, that's a way of getting around FFP because they can pay him like £60,000 as a coach and then £2,000 as a player.
Really?
Have you seen the whole thing with the shirt? 32. He's got number 32
because he's
and they're sponsored by Bet32. So it's all like a big like shouldn't be allowed.
Oh, it's like all that Paddy Power stuff with the shirts not having sponsors.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Well, shall we move on to Liverpool and Man City then, I guess? Man City won 5. It's 0-5. It's not a score you should ever see.
No. Let alone on the first day of the season.
Man City always smash West Ham at when West Ham are at home.
Mm-hmm.
They always win at 4.
Is it... You know how everyone says, Barca, Real Madrid dominate their leagues, and Farmers League... Yeah,
no, they don't say Farmers League, they just say...
No, I know, but in, like, the PSG do the same, and Bayern and Dortmund, whatever.
Yeah.
Is the Premier League now that?
Well, it's because Pep came, didn't he?
And Klopp.
Well, Klopp, I don't really understand that. It's just you need to have your Barca to your... You know, your Real to your Barca.
And
Are those two like just light years ahead of everyone?
Everyone else's team just looks so shit. But then like Liverpool's team 3 years ago, like if you were like, oh yeah, they got Henderson, Wijnaldum, Robertson, and you know, some random teenager who nobody's heard of. They were like, they sound shit. But now they look good. So
none of the others that we keep saying are shit are shit. Arsenal made the Europa final.
Arsenal started with Chambers in their back foot. No, if you actually look at the lineup, it's like,
compared to like a few years back, if you take those teams and put them in Europe, they're actually doing better than.
Yeah.
The Herbert. Spurs made the Champions League final,
But it's a lot more youth players in these teams than there used to be.
Well, also I think a lot of the other big European teams have got worse.
Yeah.
They're kind of at the end of their cycle.
Yeah.
Is this Man City team going to just like, burn out maybe?
Burn out.
Fingers crossed.
They wasted 5 goals again.
That wasn't where I expected that sentence.
I thought it was going to be
everyone else.
But maybe, like, the Pep teams do that after a few seasons. Maybe they get frustrated.
Do they, though? I feel like that doesn't happen.
No, I mean, they won.
Does that ever happen?
In the 5 years he was at Barca, they won every trophy they were.
Did it end? You know, how did it end?
They fell out. I watched this great documentary on it. They got a new president, yeah, like the Pep way, and they fell out.
Yeah.
But, like,
we didn't fall out with the players or anything.
No, I don't think so.
He fell out with Ibrahimovic,
I think,
and stuff like that. But, like, not
the leagues. He normally, like, Bayern, he won the league every year.
He can have a bit of a rough time in the Champions League. Mm.
Mm-hmm. He just got bored of Germany, didn't he?
Yeah. Okay. So is there any way, considering Liverpool kind of rode their luck last season? Yeah.
I don't know how City can get, like, 100 points again. It is a bit ridiculous. Why not? You think they would somehow.
But they've even. Because they've still spent, like, 110 million this summer. Because they've got, like, Cancelo, who's, like, 50 million, and Rodri is, like,
60.
Really? So that's still a massive signing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're going to win the league by a lot of points then?
Oh, I think Wolves are going to do it. Nah, they're going to. I think they're going to win by a lot. So.
Well, depends how good Liverpool are, basically.
Okay. Well, you know, they've got new signings. Oxlade-Chamberlain, Keita, Gomez.
Did they actually get anyone?
They got a 19-year-old.
They got a Dutch guy who's like the new Van Dijk, but like in about 5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was De Ligt.
Yeah, no, exactly.
He's even younger.
So, wait, it's the new De Ligt.
So, no.
What did they do? So they didn't buy anybody?
No. They got Adrian, didn't they, the keeper?
Yes. Good job they got him as well.
Yeah. He's actually pretty good, I think.
Injury update, he'll be soon. At least a month out.
At least a month?
No way! Yeah, oh, that's such bad news!
Does that mean they're going to...
He's on my fantasy league! I've got to waste my transfer!
Does that mean he's on the side of
the I guess so. Is that in a month already?
You get to swap.
Unlimited free transfers.
Definitely, because then I can take Vertonghen out. I didn't realise Pochettino and Vertonghen had fallen out. Yeah, that's why he didn't play. There's a fall. Pochettino said we haven't fallen out, but obviously he's fallen out.
Do you know Pochettino goes on holiday with Daniel Levy?
That's creepy.
That's really weird.
Why is that weird?
Because it's like you never leave work.
You don't want your manager on.
It's like the people, like one of my friends, she started working at this place where they have like a bar and they just have their Friday drinks at work.
But do people not make friends with people they work with sometimes?
Yeah, but that's just weird. It's like you then like end up wanting to go to work.
That's weird.
Wanting to go to
work. Well, you can tweet us. You can tweet us, at Pilot Pundits. Do you want to go to work? So, Man City going to win the league then?
I guess so. You'd be stupid to say anything else, but I don't want it to be. I quite like to see some other interesting team come up and do it.
Maybe Tottenham.
Maybe Tottenham.
Tottenham have bought that good player... Nearly got Dybala. I was shitting my pants about that.
That was all funny. And Coutinho was going everywhere one day.
I think he just vetoed Spurs.
Yeah, he didn't want to go.
No, I think there was something about wages, isn't there?
Because Dybala, there was like this image rights thing.
But also, Levy has, like, Tottenham have a really intense wage structure. When nobody gets paid, like, more than, like, 200,000.
He's quite good, isn't he, that Levy guy?
Yeah, like, fucking, like, Ericsson's on, like, 110,000 a year.
Mm.
And, like, Sterling's on 500 or something stupid. Yeah. It's
just Ericsson like... nearly went, didn't he?
Mm. So, is the official in-air plane repair prediction Man City, Liverpool, Spurs?
Yeah.
Arsenal to sneak in. And then...
Chelsea
and Man United battling out for that.
I'm thinking Chelsea...
fifth place spot.
Yeah. They might just have to give us one more Champions League spot.
Maybe Leicester will...
Can
you only get more than four? Because I know there's something about like having a coefficient, and if the coefficient's really low...
I don't know if it goes up to five, though.
I can't believe it.
Well, we'll have five again this year. No, it won't, because Chelsea won the Europa. Because the year we had five when Man United won.
Yeah, so funny that Arsenal thing.
So, who...
What happens then? Who takes that extra spot?
It goes to some other league.
Just
really?
Farmers League.
Oh, it would just go.
I guess one of the leagues that like.
Qualifiers. Yeah, one of the.
Probably
of the
Syria. Ones. Syria A probably has.
Syria.
What?
It's just Syria, isn't it?
What?
Hey, like Syria is the country Syria. Yeah.
How should I pronounce it?
Syria.
Syria probably only has like three Champions League spots, but it should have four. No, that's not how it works. Just an extra qualifier. You're right.
More interestingly than perhaps fifth or sixth, who's going to be seventh?
Yeah, now that's the real... That's the real league right there.
Leicester, Everton, what a battle this season.
Sheffield United.
Shut up. I forgot about them.
Oh yeah, I didn't even ask you about Brucey.
Yeah. Is that you asking me?
I don't know, really.
You know, like, in some ways he's a bit of a twat, but then he put it to the Wednesday fans recently. He said, imagine if any of you were asked to manage Sheffield Wednesday and you're at another club. And then we were like, yeah, we'd go and manage Wednesday.
Is he a Geordie?
Yeah, he's a Newcastle fan.
Is he?
It's
so pretty much like a boyhood dream.
Yeah. Even though he did manage Sunderland a few years back. So still. He's a bit of a save, and you look through, there's a great record of like Bruce's, whatever, 20 clubs he's managed. From about 15, he's resigned just to go and manage someone else.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a snake.
He's just one of those.
He's quite good though, isn't he? I think people are like...
Is he?
Not in the Prem. He's good in the Championship, okay. I think.
Okay.
But they've spent some money, so maybe.
So...
But they've got some good players, do you think?
Mm. Donny, let's have your opinion on Everton.
Are you in the league?
Everton? Are Everton the most boring team in the Premier League?
Not now.
No, they've got Richarlison now.
Oh, they've got Richarlison.
They've
got
him for a year.
No, and then they got someone else. What's his name?
Alex Iwobi.
40 million.
And a big guy, like a really expensive player.
Yeah.
Who they really should, you know, they're punching above. No,
oh, right. Who did they get?
They got someone good.
Yeah, big man.
It was such a boring game. I watched the whole game and it was the most boring game.
I don't know, I'm going to have to look.
To big man.
Just keep talking.
Honestly, that game was the most boring. To be honest, every game has been a bit shit because I feel like everyone's kind of getting back into it.
Bit rusty.
Yeah, apart from Man City and Liverpool, who looked like they were still playing same as last season. Everyone else was kind of struggling a bit. I think it's when you have lots of new transfers and nobody really knows how to play with each other.
Mm. Yeah.
Everton were really bad. Who did they play?
They played
Crystal Palace because it was contentious because Zaha wanted to go to Everton.
Because they wanted like 100 million from Zaha.
Yeah, it's mad.
And I think they wanted upwards of 80 million, didn't they? Which is kind of fair enough because Everton direct rivals. So who did they get?
I'm not very good at this Googling thing.
What do you mean? Just look at the Google Everton.
At their team from the other day.
Yeah.
I was looking at their team. I couldn't see him.
Just Google Everton lineup.
Moise Keane.
Yeah.
He's sick.
Is he actually sick? Nobody actually knows.
Some Juve.
He was playing in Juventus in one of the least competitive years.
Fabian Delph. They've signed.
That one's
seventh place confirmed.
True.
Well, they lost Idrissa Gueye though. That's going to be a blow.
Yeah, it's PSG.
That's a good signing, PSG.
Yeah,
27 million?
Yeah. That's pretty cheap.
It is. How did that... They shouldn't have let that happen.
No.
He's really good.
He is.
Ooh, Ruiz and Joshua are going to fight again.
Yeah, in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
So, Jasper, can you briefly just summarise the hype around Leicester, please?
Brendan, to start with.
Is that it?
The hype? They got so much hype.
They got Tillemans.
Yeah, and they got
Perez.
And they've really got Maddison. They got Perez, he's pretty good. And the end of last year, he was trying to play it in Pep's second season at Man City. That the 4-3-3 with two number 10s as, like, centre mids. So, Tillemans and Maddison in the De Bruyne and David Silva role.
Oh, okay.
But then, who was the holding? Ndidi, is it?
Yeah,
Ndidi. He's quite good as a holding midfielder as well.
That's
where the hype's from.
Is there and then not got a Harry Maguire-shaped hole in their back?
Like,
their defender looked pretty solid, though.
Who played?
Can't pronounce his name.
Can't remember his name, but he looked
pretty solid.
He's been there for a while, but they haven't really played him.
Who played with him? Evans. Evans is pretty good. Evans to Man City
a few years ago, wasn't
he? So.
Evans to Arsenal has been rumoured every single transfer window since the beginning of time.
Before we get to the excitement of the relegation battle for this season, it's time to play a game.
But Leicester drew. They didn't even...
That was the big game.
It's a bit of a... VAR affected the spirit of the game.
Okay, well... While we're talking about VAR, let's play a brand new game for a new season. It's called New Rules, Cool or Not Cool. So, it's a very simple game. I'm just going to say what I think the new rules are.
I think maybe each week we should play the game again and see if our views change.
Yeah, I like it.
It's still cool. Still not cool.
But you can maybe say why you think it's not cool or cool.
Okay, it's a bit more of like a discussion.
Cool.
Well, we could maybe start with that. I don't know.
And then we'll see, yeah.
Whoever feels strongest in one direction.
Whoever says they're called loudest has to...
Okay. That's the plan. Keep it organic, okay. Everyone. Very organic.
So, new rule number one. You are now allowed to receive a goal kick from inside the box as a defender.
Cool.
So why is that so cool?
It's changed so much.
It has. It's amazing.
Like, I haven't seen City since they started doing it, but I saw one little pre-season game. And I'm not sure it's going to be called long-term. This is my theory. Because I think it makes it a lot easier to play out from the back.
Yeah, that's...
But then I'm worried teams are going to stop pressing. Because it just means, like, Pep's whole philosophy is outnumber the other team in all areas of the pitch when you have the ball.
Mm.
They'll just be able to outnumber them by so much because the centre mid can drop in, the two centre-backs in the box, and the other team can't press into the box. So you can pass it to your centre mid, you can turn.
So I can't, as an attacker, if I can't go in the box.
No, so attackers can't.
So they brought it in because teams were doing that thing where... If you see your defender getting closed down, you deliberately underhit the pass.
Waste a bit of time, and then you can
take the goal kick again.
So I guess.
Wait, who was doing that?
Teams would do it to waste a bit of time.
But like, Man City would do it quite a bit.
So the like obvious change would be like you do that, you don't take it again. Like you concede a direct indirect free kick,
or maybe a corner. Like,
yeah, something.
Yeah,
like that.
But that's quite hard to
I don't know. I think this could be cool though. At least.
So is the idea that it's going to make the game more
Well, it helps pass from the back, doesn't it? Build-up play should help from the...
Because, you know, you're, like, centre defensive mid. You can never just pass out to him from the keeper because the striker will mark him firstly. Because that's going to be the best pass. Yeah, but
it brings the keeper into the game a lot more. So the keeper's now, like... Because the centre-back... The keeper will play it to the centre-back. And then the centre-back, like, the keeper will kind of move up with him and, he'll kind of play it. It'll be more likely for the centre-back to play it back to the keeper.
Yeah.
And then they kind of build. So it's like...
You think it's an incentive to play in a certain way, then? It's quite a political change.
Pep was playing, like, in, like, a kind of, like, two, where it's, like, the goalkeeper and John Stones. And then, like, three and then five and then two and then one. I don't know if there's numbers added up. but he was in pre-season, he was testing out some stuff where like he was trying out some new kind of goal kick strategies, but it feels like now every team is doing it. I haven't seen many long kicks.
It kind of makes sense though, doesn't it?
It's quite interesting. I think it'll make it easy to
It's really... I love watching teams pass out.
Yeah.
But then if the team stops pressing...
But they'll
just play deeper.
There's still so much to gain by, like, pressing and just getting a quick mistake.
But in order for a team to press more effectively, then they'll have to put more players further forward, if you like.
Yeah.
To then once this first kick's gone,
they might have to adapt the press.
But then if you put more players forward, Edison's just going to boot it 70 yards in 1v1.
Well, because also the other issue is that you can't be offside from a goal kick.
Yeah.
So that kind of
Man City will can massively stretch the pitch.
That's why Edison can just fuck shit up.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why Pep got Edison because it means that teams can't just sit back.
For a goal kick, you could have to cover the whole pitch.
Yeah.
You could just have someone sitting in front of the keeper, in your own box.
Yeah, yeah, but historically, nobody can kick that far.
Yeah.
Edison, but now there's a guy that can. He's changing.
Wow.
That's why Pep got Edison.
I haven't noticed, like, Man City, like I don't know.
No, because it's a thing of, like, teams know he can kick that far, so they know they can't push up. So, like, Aguero or whatever, or, like, Jesus is, like, 20 yards.
But he can't kick it into the opposition. Like, while it's in the air, defenders can drop with it. Like,
yeah, so
he's not like that's true.
Yeah,
that's a very good point.
So we need to find a keeper who can kick even further.
The speed of light.
Yeah,
you will kick even
further. Man City,
and then every goal kick can be like a corner.
Yeah.
Like a straight up corner.
straight up corner.
Teams would be terrified of giving away a goal kick because they know it's coming into the channel of uncertainty.
Alright, rule number two.
Man City's new up and coming keeper, he was actually like a centre mid and they've made him into a keeper.
So
he can just fucking kick it so far.
And hang on, is that true? Can centimeters kick it further than keep?
Well, no, but I guess he was a centimeter kick, but like,
okay.
This man kicking was his speciality.
Rule number two.
I mean, most footballers kicking is my speciality. I'm a footballer, but kicking isn't my game.
Yeah, like.
I'm more of a prod man.
Like Andy Carroll.
Andy Carroll, yes. Although he could kick a ball good, to be
fair. Yeah, let's not disgrace the good name of Andy Carroll. What was that Oxford United defender who everyone's...
Right.
No, the Beast.
Oh, Beast. Crichton.
Yeah, his kicking was not his game.
So good,
Fellaini's kicking was not his game. Yes. Chest and elbows were his game.
where is Mohan?
The boy
is in the Chinese.
The boy what?
Mate, he's absolutely stomping on some Chinese players right now.
Right, rule number two: when you are being subbed off, now you're not allowed to do that thing in the 90th minute where you walk the length of the field to get to the manager. You've got to walk all the way around.
I've only actually seen it nearest
exit.
So they only do it
when someone's wasting time. I've only seen that when Man City were winning 5-0.
As a fan on the road, I would love the opportunity for an opposition player to like run right next to me. And I'm just screaming at
him. So
cool or not cool?
Well, in that case, cool.
Yeah, cool. Oh, sorry.
Ooh, cool, but... Carry on.
You're allowed to expand.
Oh, okay, well, I was just wondering, is the new time-wasting tactic be like... let that player know he's going to get off, and then they go like right into the centre and then they like look around like which way is closest. Where do I go?
Like count out the steps to one end.
Yeah, but that's still better, because what used to happen was they used to send them to the opposite side of the pitch and then they'd walk over.
It's still half the distance,
but also the reason that it doesn't really exist before that is because the player will be in the same colour top, so you won't be able to distinguish them from a player on the field.
It's because of Cantona's kick, I heard.
Oh, really?
When he kicked the fan, and they're like, no, just walk off straight to the bench.
Oh, well, yeah, well, of course...
Wait, so this could be...
I don't know, if someone's... they need a bib or something.
Yeah, because that boy's
like they're walking around the side.
Yeah. Have a ball boy give him a bib.
But also, this gets rid of the element of, like, I don't know how important this is, but when you get subbed off, you get to, like, give your buddy a little pat on the arse... all the way
now like, everyone's going to have to run over to where they're going off.
Players will still you. I love it when they go and shake hands with the ref. Yeah. The ref can't turn
No, but like if you're coming on, you don't get a little safe from your buddy coming off.
Yeah, the manager can hit you.
No, they've got to wait for them to come all the way around. Give them a safe.
I don't know, I just feel like I'm not sure if I like that. But
yeah, maybe not cool.
Maybe you can just turn around and look at him and pat your own ass.
So
and walk up the
time
bench.
Will tell. Some of that one.
I think that one's definitely cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Okay. Rule number three.
There are a lot of rules. I like it.
Officials are now going to be more...
I love rules!
This game is cool.
Let's just do the offside rule for
fun. You have to have at least one part of 1 foot on or in line with the goal line when the penalty kick is taken. Personally, my opinion here is...
We're doing it again.
Okay. Cool or not cool?
Not cool. But they're not really enforcing it, are they, this year?
Yeah, they are.
Premier. No, mate.
They're not using the VAR for it.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're just doing referee's decision.
Oh.
That's bizarre.
Not in the Women's World Cup, they're
using they kind of just use Women's World Cup as like a...
They stopped it midway through.
Yeah, they did. They definitely did.
Wait, what exactly was the phrasing?
So...
keeper has to have one foot on the line.
A part of 1 foot on or in line with the goal line.
How could it not be on the line?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, if you're diving.
Not really cool.
You're already diving.
I actually thought that... like, what's the point? Why not just say, like, when the ref blows the whistle, keeper can do what the fuck he wants.
That's what I like.
Why make it easier for the penalty taker?
Because then you get all these, like, one-step penalties. It'd be great.
Because a penalty's supposed to be, like, a big punishment.
But it's massive, anyway. Like, you should score. Like, what is it? It's like...
70% scored?
Is that a fact?
I think that's a pretty accurate fact.
I think they should just let them run.
More it just seems a bit weird. I don't understand why. Penalties are already... everyone always scores them. Why do you want to make it more than 70?
Yeah.
Give a penalty goal?
Yeah. But the thinking is because the rule's already been there, hasn't it? So they just want to make it
That has been the rule. That is not a new rule.
But they just haven't enforced it ever.
Just worried they're going to revise it.
I just think this will cause the exact same problem because a ref... can't really tell with their blind eye. It would just lead to imbalances anyway.
I think it's one of those things where just like there would be just after like half the season, people will forget about it and it'll start happening again.
But I think it'll happen a lot though. A lot of penalty kicks.
Yeah, we'll go back
because it's like I feel like they did do a VAR review for it.
No, they did, but that was because
Someone was encroaching.
Yeah, and he
so why do a review with that if Rice goes in the box? Why
because he interfered with play. He then cleared.
Yeah,
the ball.
He cleared.
So if he'd done nothing, they wouldn't have done anything.
Right.
Well, I don't know, because if the player just... Yeah, do you think if the player just blazed it over?
That's what they said on Match of the Day. That was why it was.
It just seems. Yeah,
that's fair. I think that's.
I think that seems.
Because I think. I don't know. I do kind of like the idea. Well, I'd like to have the MLS penalties, but
what's that?
The one where they start the halfway line and they got 10 seconds to score.
No,
but that's what they did.
That's what I mean. Give the keeper a little bit.
I think they can have a bit of a run it.
Okay, so cool or non-cool? What do we say?
I'm saying cool.
No cool.
Me no cool. Okay, I'm never not cool. Alright, cool. Rule number four. You're not allowed now to have an opposition player in the defensive wall when you end the free kick take.
Everyone now makes a wall in front of the wall. It's really funny.
Yeah.
I don't really get why they thought that was an issue in the first place.
So I think it was when they were like barging.
Because they would like,
I don't really have a problem with that.
I always thought it was a bit weird. Like, I would never really understood why they're in there.
Then you can like fall away and then
kind of cool.
Because like Cristiano Ronaldo can't not hit the wall, so you have to move the wall out of the way.
Don't be the wall.
This is just they're trying to make it a bit less physical. Maybe I don't know. Like, what's the?
I think they're trying to make the referee's life easier because like it's one of those things where it's like when the player's in the wall, they're definitely fouling everybody around them because they're like pushing into them, like grabbing their legs.
Like, it's with VAR as well if they're looking for shirt pulls and stuff.
So cool.
Can I go with like completely indifferent?
No.
In that case, cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna say cool because like you are just like having a fight in the wall. You're not like it's not like a shoulder barge because the ball's there for the free kick. So
yeah. I don't know. In some ways, I like players to be violent and kind of a bit mad.
I don't understand why this football has to be perfect.
The other times I do just want the most skillful players, and I think really I want the most skillful players to succeed and not just the most violent. And so I'm probably gonna have to say cool.
Jasper?
Not cool.
I'm going with not cool.
But you would never get in a wall and barge people out of the way.
Depends on what you're strapped. I think there's a lot of cool stuff that teams don't do that they could do from like, just like you say, stand in front of the wall or stand like just behind them.
Just behind them would do nothing.
Build a wall behind when the keeper's trying to line his wall up. Just stand in the way so the keeper comes.
The players already just like stand in front of the keeper. I find that funny.
Stephen Taylor used to just stand in front of the keeper and like jump up so the keeper can.
What's
see
to stop like, them? Like they can just all line up.
That's what they've been doing.
That's what they do. They line up slightly in front of the wall. But so the wall
just to the side.
But why does
have
wall?
Yeah, that's what they do.
I don't see why the wall needs to see.
I just say so. The official line from the authorities, the powers that be, is. An attacking player's presence in the wall is deemed not to be within the spirit of the game.
Once you use that phrase, though, like, what is the spirit of the game? That's one
exactly.
of those.
Exactly.
The spirit of the game is beating people up in the tube after it's.
Okay,
you should bring that back.
Alright, so
statement on that.
Rule.
It's gone different.
Where's the rule change now? Rule number five. The handball rule has been changed somehow.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Everything's a handball.
Everything is now handball.
That's the rule.
Are you joking?
No, not quite.
Not in certain.
Surely ball to hand still exists.
Yeah, basically, if you're an attacker.
Those cries of the on the playground can't be nothing.
Ball to hand!
Goals will now be ruled out in cases where the ball accidentally strikes a player's hand before crossing over the line. And if a player has accidentally handled the ball and created an advantage or subsequently scores, they will be penalized.
So it's more about if someone's. It's more about if someone scores. That's I think it's just they just have to change all these rules because they're realising that VAR fucks shit up. Because if there's a handball and they don't review it, then everyone's going to lose their shit.
Well, so that first one, that doesn't, like, if it hits a hand but doesn't even affect what's going on, like, brushes a hand on the way in, no goal?
That's
a bit strange.
Wow. Yeah,
odd. That is odd. So you're going to say.
I think unfair advantage sounds fine.
Yeah.
But it's like the way this was applied.
The thing is, we have been asking for clarity about the handball.
The Leicester Wolves game.
If we go back to earlier pods.
Yeah, we would. So maybe this is.
This is the wrong clarity.
There is still a clause about unnatural positions.
Thank God.
Because
you need pundits to have something to talk about, don't you?
We've got VAR, though.
All these new rules.
Is that cool or not cool?
Do you think VAR's going to replace pundits?
Cool try.
I think it's a step in the right direction.
Cool then.
Yeah, I'll go with the cool.
Alright. Okay. Rule number six.
Jesus Christ.
You love the rules.
Yeah, I did. I did 3 rules ago.
Managers can now, and coaches can be awarded yellow and red cards. Cool. Johnny?
Oh, let's breeze through this one. No discussion on this.
Oh, fine. Cool.
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 Yeah, it's cool.
That's
right,
Jasper.
Although
they could have been sent off before.
There was one element like quite
yellow card. The yellow card.
No, but there was quite a nice element of like you could be sent to the stands and you wouldn't have to be shown a card.
Well, the thing that
showing
the red card, I think, was just like not actually. They didn't officially have to show them a red card. I think it was them just kind of being a bit. But like referees like attention, don't they?
Yeah,
and they like to.
I do love it when they're sent to the stands and then they're on the phone.
Yeah,
to the coach.
Yeah, I love that.
So what's the difference?
They're just sitting with some random.
So they're still allowed to do that then.
Well, do you remember Sam Allardyce?
He used to sit in the stands.
He's always sat there.
I remember his time at Everton when he was trying to be like, you know, get Everton to be good.
Good times.
All right. So rule number 7. The drop ball rule.
Yes. Yes. Everybody's
favorite it is
rule.
Now a thing of the past.
Oh. Next, what was the drop ball rule?
Drop the ball, fucking kick it. You know?
Oh right, you mean
next
what?
Season there'll be no more contested drop balls.
No way.
And the ball
what?
Will simply return to the team who last touched the ball.
Last
what?
Touched it. Well.
What do they keep?
What does return mean?
If the game was stopped in the penalty area, then the ball would be given to the goalkeeper. It doesn't. I presume you just kick the ball like an injury, and you just kick it.
That's crazy. I mean,
it was an absolute shamble of a rule.
No, it wasn't.
No one would let it.
Great.
It was great. it was great.
That was a nice bit of violence in the game.
Yeah, that's just like as soon as
they thought it was like and they could get away with it, they would just boot the shit out of the ball and the other player. Yeah.
Just like shins against each other, just fucking go for it.
Yeah,
that was good.
It was.
Because also,
great,
so
but it was
also
so
the
rare.
Only players who were like, I'm going to do this drop ball, and like, Lee Catapult.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, nobody.
Scott Brown.
Yeah,
nobody and everyone else was just like, right, stand back.
the players who want to do it. Nobody else
gets
in the room doesn't want
to. Those players won't exist anymore.
Yeah, yeah,
that's the only reason
they don't get in the wall, they don't do the drop balls.
But it was close because the drop ball had to hit the ground before you kicked it. No one would ever wait for it to hit the ground.
So I think not cool then.
Not cool.
No way.
They've got rid of the one last.
No, the thing is, a genuine drop ball happened like once every.
That it was so rare that it didn't matter.
So cool.
That it was fucking
great. It was incredible. Yeah.
All right, and with that, we come to the end of new rules.
Oh.
Cool or not cool.
Good game.
So
good game.
Overall, I thought we haven't talked about VAR, but
that's in a new rule.
Well, it is, isn't it?
Oh, not for us though.
For the Prem.
Yeah.
So overall, we reckon the authorities have done a cool job.
Did we say not cool?
We said cool for most of them.
We said not, only said not cool
who
for
are the authorities that put this through. Is it like FIFA or Europa?
Yeah,
or
it's
like
everywhere.
FIFA, I don't think.
But it's all football.
It's everywhere.
Oh, is it official football rules?
Oh, right,
Wow, in the official football handbook.
Yeah.
We need to get that.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. Does anyone want to be our resident rule expert?
Luke loves rules.
Yeah, Luke.
Yeah.
Nominate Luke.
No, I didn't know that one about
congratulations.
Can't be offside for a goal kick, but I'll brush up.
But that one,
get the handbook.
Can't be offside from a throw, it's best
rule
ever.
Like that.
Yeah, we know.
Can't score from a throw.
You can't be offside from a
throw.
Well, look, there's another new rule change. Just remember another one. The keeper cannot score a goal by throwing the ball into the goal.
No.
When does that happen?
Uncool.
When does that ever happen?
What?
Not cool. Because that would be fucking incredible if we did that.
I guess sound that some keeper could
do. Yeah, there was some
why
team.
Why is that
like,
a problem?
There was some team like training up this super keeper.
It's just one
was, like,
enormous
and it was like, he wasn't quite ready yet, but he was getting close. And then
he had like swags and spams.
Yeah, now he's
all guys now.
Now he's
his job.
He was doing that one, you know, when people like flick first and then fling it and they're just like,
yeah, very not cool.
It's stupid. It's stupid.
Has that ever happened?
No, surely not. Maybe someone's thrown it into their. It doesn't.
Maybe
what
kids
they,
football.
What if they throw it into their own goal?
Kids football.
That's
they used to get like.
Yeah, oh yeah, St. Michael's tournament.
Yeah,
you could roll it underground.
So that'll be no more.
No longer. Yeah.
Wait, so can you throw it into your own goal then?
Well, the
thing is,
you'll be
always happens in kids' football is like you roll it and then the other keeper it would hit them and go in. So that would still go in.
Yeah. Okay, you see. Alas,
would it still go?
Yeah.
See, that's just.
Yeah.
I think that's stupid that they've changed that because it's like why change that? Just because you've got the power to change it, you want to make football better. So
doesn't make football better. That would be absolutely incredible if a keeper, especially the other keeper, was in his goal and they just launched
it. But to be honest, I don't really know if any of these rules make football better.
I think the
only time will tell. That's why we're going to play the game every week,
doesn't
it?
Football has imperfections.
Mm. Yeah, but it has got better. Like, I feel like when they change the tackling rules, like you can't do. You can't just get people to say, "I've got the ball." Yeah, broken their leg. That has made football better.
Yeah, and the penalty thing where they were like, "It's not a reg," but those ones.
And it used to land like the pass back rule. I remember watching an old footage of an old game for a pass back rule. It's just like kicks to the keeper every time.
Oh, yeah, so then okay, also yeah, you've got cool. The time where people would like score top corner own goals when they tried to like bend it top bins.
Exactly.
Okay. So with everything.
So you probably back then, no, the podcast they were having back then would have been like, "Oh, but I love it when someone accidentally gets top bins."
Yeah, exactly. But like, you know the rule about the players leaving the pitch and now they're not allowed to slowly walk across.
Yeah.
That I don't really care about that. Like,
I do. I really care about that.
But it's like,
so frustrating.
Yeah, it's annoying. Because you're really kind of part of it.
No, it's because you support a team that's majority of the time winning. When you're losing and someone does that, it's honestly the worst thing in the whole world.
It's also great though when.
Yeah, when you're winning. I know, but it's so annoying. Yeah.
You're like, great game management.
But the thing is like, that is just like, some games, like, what was it? It was like, the average game time was like 60 minutes or something for like Cardiff games or whatever.
But you know, like, you know, when you're watching England at the World Cup, you know, they're losing 2-1 to Uruguay, and then Uruguay do some, you know, substitution.
Yeah, you're like
fuck it. It's just like, that's part of the game, you know? It's emotional.
I don't know if it is, though.
But I think you do want, if you want, like, excitement at the end of the game, you don't want teams to be able to, like, kill it completely with just wasting time.
Mm. Yeah, we'll see, will it have an impact on games?
But also, it means that teams will be less likely to save substitutes just to waste time, and that might change the game, make it a bit more exciting when you've got more fresh players on.
No, I mean, all these arguments are completely valid. I just don't really care. I
like how nowadays managers don't sub on an extra defender anymore when they're winning. They just bring on new attackers.
Yeah.
Some do.
But yeah, but they don't.
Klopp used to like bring on Ragnar Klavan, 88th minute.
But they don't do it anymore.
Pep likes a bit of John Stones sometimes.
Yeah, that's for me to start now.
It's always in my fancy too.
It's the same thing with VAR. It's just like, I don't really care.
I don't like VAR. I don't like VAR.
VAR not cool.
Although I do think they're doing it better in Premier League than anywhere else.
Yeah, but it's just that's obviously good. Like, it's obviously going to be better and better.
But yeah, I hate it with a passion.
Me too. I think it's stupid.
No, I like it in tournaments. I just don't think it's new in the league.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I'd second that.
I think there's a compromise.
I like it sometimes, and I don't like it. I like it when it works for what I want, but not other times.
But like some of those goals, they got disallowed. Like Sterling's offside.
Yeah,
against like, Champions League.
No.
Oh, the one the other day. Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean that goal. Oh, against Tottenham. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so really sick to my core.
All right. Well. do we want to quickly turn to our relegation expert for a prediction
relegation
of who's
going
to be relegated?
Well, okay, yeah. So teams that came up, I guess.
Statistically, no. Yeah.
Well, I actually think.
Sorry,
actually.
I think Johnny just wanted to know which teams there were.
Oh no, there's Sheffield United. I think they'll be fine.
Chris Wilder.
So what was the question?
Relegation.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I think Norwich will be fine.
Who did you say? Who was your first one?
I reckon Villa have done a Fulham.
They
haven't bought as many as us.
There's a good stat about...
Maybe they have, actually. Maybe they have spent over...
They spent a lot. Yeah.
Grealish has now lost his last, 19 Premier League games in a row, which is a new record.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, because he was with Villa when they were absolutely wank.
Yeah. But, yeah, continue.
And then... So I've got two more.
Not attractive.
Crystal Palace are probably going to go down.
Not attractive.
Palace are going to go down.
Mm. Yeah.
Roy Hodgson's Palace.
How old is Roy now? Like 94 somewhere?
Or he's just going to die. He's going to see now. He's just going to
I wouldn't rule
it
out.
Even if he did die, it wouldn't necessarily mean Palace went down.
Well.
They got a pretty solid team.
Nah.
They got Zaha, MacArthur, and McCarthy.
Who's going to go down? It's really hard.
Surely you just pick Burnley.
Who's
obviously Burnley was so close to going down.
Yeah, best in the Europa League.
But their team is shit.
That's not the point.
Sean Dyche doesn't go down.
Do you know who Brighton's new manager
is? Brighton going down.
Yeah, Paney's.
Because Brighton should not have stayed up. the last Potter, few
he's like really into he's a weirdo. Team morale.
Yeah. they're like,
nope.
He's what a freak, it? He's strange.
They told him to do like pantomimes to each other.
Yeah,
Oh, he's like a Felix McGough kind of situation. He's going to get some cheese on their legs.
Yeah, probably.
Pretty much.
Oh, no.
So they're going to be great. They're going to be great because that shit works.
No, Brighton should have gone down last
week. No, but they did well in their first game.
Yeah.
I'm looking through the table.
Southampton?
There's no obvious choice. Like, Southampton always just.
And Shane Long's gone somewhere else, by the way.
Hasselhoff was actually pretty sick.
They just flick through.
They've only got two strikers who are exactly the same.
Newcastle, Bruce. They've got to go down.
Yeah, Newcastle are.
Fans boycotting the club.
It's not a very good boycott.
I'm going to go Newcastle Burnley.
Sums them up.
Newcastle Burnley and. Yeah, probably just like.
I think Villa.
Villa.
You sure Norwich are going to be alright?
Norwich are going to straight
they storm.
They storm the championship.
It's a different league.
Yeah.
I feel they look quite good.
They've got really good. They've got Klopp. They've got Klopp, man, don't they?
Another Klopp. We now got three.
Yeah, they've got Klopp. Klopp.
No, but we lost Huddersfield Klopp.
And Klopp, man.
What happened to an OG second Klopp?
That's the Austrian. Oh,
Huddersfield Klopp.
He's down with Huddersfield.
He's down with Huddersfield.
OG second Klopp.
Austrian Klopp.
Austrian Klopp. Klopp, man.
You can be our Klopp correspondent.
Klopp watch. Yeah.
Klopp watch.
That could be your official Klopp watch.
Norwich barely bought anyone. They got quite a few loans. Some people are saying they're kind of hedging their bets because they think they'll get back down again.
Who, Norwich?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Why would you do that?
But are they not like.
Why would you spend 100 million and still be shit?
No, I don't
want
it. Yeah, but we're in the championship and we've got the mighty Schürrle. He hasn't started.
What about Ryan Babel?
Rubica Kamara came back though somehow. Kept that hush on.
He
just sneaked back in first game and he's suddenly in the starting lineup.
One team, there's one team we haven't mentioned on this pod so far.
Fulham FC, yeah. No, can you steal? Oh my god.
Can you? Anthony Nuka.
Yeah, we've got and Caballero.
Watford.
Yes, Luke, well done.
Come on.
1 point off of the quiz.
Luke, so what can you tell us about Watford?
Nothing.
They've got Gray is going to have a knockout season, I was called.
Oh, a new manager.
No, I don't know.
Who's
that guy's pretty good though.
Who's the guy who beat his wife or said something on Twitter?
Troy.
10 years ago.
Troy.
No, not Troy Deeney. Not talking about him. Damari Gray or something.
Andre Gray got stabbed in the face.
Andre Gray just made a homophobic comment.
Yeah, that's it.
He apologised.
No, but he's a changed man though. He's got quite a story.
They
lost 3-0 at home to Brighton.
Brighton are looking good.
Remember last year, Watford were going to win the league.
Yeah. Brighton got Moy Pai. From Brentford.
Did they sack Chris Hughton?
Yeah. They sacked Chris Hughton.
What's that about?
Right,
they got a new Klopp. That's what I was saying. They got Klopp.
Why would you sack Chris Hughton though?
He's like Florida man, but Klopp.
Because
man.
He plays quite boring.
Because they were just
Wednesday
like.
Wednesday might get him.
They were just like the Premier League had enough of having
a. Watford got Delafoe. Delafoe. Sorry.
Can we look at Brighton's team, please? I want to analyse.
Yeah, it's up there.
Oh, of course. Gracia. Javi Gracia.
They got Jurgen Lacardia. I swear they got Moy Pai. Yeah, they got Neil Moy Pai.
Yeah, Neil Moy Pai scored.
He's really good.
On his debut.
Did you ever play FIFA? 2-3 years ago?
Probably, but I'm not sure.
Oh, Luke, I forgot to mention, you know the Man United guy who scored on his debut?
Yeah, James.
That is my favourite kind of celebration.
What, just like... Just
uncontrolled
running. Slightly like... Slightly like uncoordinated. Yeah. Like, you think
same as like Declan Rice, Henderson, yeah, that kind of just...
Henderson
I don't know what
like
to do
three
with
celebrations.
It's because his dad died a few weeks before.
Yeah, well...
He also scored on his debut for Man United.
He was...
It was like he was kind of like trying to jump up and down
Brentford.
At the same time.
Yeah, and then
he
fists
was,
are going everywhere.
Had,
yeah.
Last really year good. He was like sick. He like got like loads of goals. Where would it say? Career statistics?
Yeah,
there we go. Last season he got 25 goals in the championship.
Shit. I'm not very good championship expert.
It's Neil McCoy guy.
Yeah, he's sick. He's so quick. Well, on FIFA he was quick as fuck. He's so good.
Alright, so let's have a look at
quite
the championship table.
It must be about that.
I can't read. Otto, who's top of the championship table?
Child Athletic.
No, you think you missed top.
Oh, right, sorry. Well, Fulham are 11th. Good position for them. 2-0 win over
Barnsley. You lost to Barnsley, mate, first game. And we just beat Barnsley 2-0.
Don't talk to me about it. But we beat Blackburn. Blackburn are bottom of the league, mate.
All you need to know about the Championship, right? I'll say this every week. There are no easy games in the Championship.
There is literally no easy game. Barnsley at home. Well, actually, I think it's away. You would think it would be a hard game. An easy game. It wasn't.
Can anyone name the two stadiums in the Premier League that do not have big screens?
Newcastle.
Probably.
It's Newcastle.
Really? St. James's Park.
The Newcastle's one.
That's Bramall Lane.
No, because Newcastle, they weren't showing VAR replays, and that was the thing.
But St. James's Park is massive.
Yeah, it's big.
Okay. I swear they weren't showing VAR replays.
It's not that big.
It's Carroll Road.
No, you're thinking about it wrong.
Old Trafford.
Correct.
Yes. I'm so good. Why is this not the quiz?
It would be Craven Cottage, but we got relegated. So
I don't know. They might have a screen there. No, you never know.
What do you mean by big screen? Do you mean like just one showing the score?
For the VAR.
Oh, yeah, because Newcastle don't.
No, they do, I think. Pretty sure they do.
But there was a game that I was watching where it didn't.
Pretty sure.
Is it not Bournemouth then?
Well, yeah. West Ham, maybe?
No, Bill, West Ham got a shit ton of screens.
Smaller than percent.
I guess some Stamford Bridge or something like that.
Emirates.
Everton. Anfield.
Anfield, correctly.
It's all the old ones, I guess,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. There you go.
I'm pretty sure Newcastle, they were saying they weren't showing replays. So okay. People were getting a bit pissed off.
Maybe I'll give you half a point for that.
No, it's fine.
Maybe the replay people were boycotting.
Yeah, probably were.
Shit rules. These rules are not cool.
Not cool.
The replay union.
Just on the screen it comes up, not cool.
Oh, we did some simulations.
I think there's some other stuff to talk about. Neymar's going back to
what
Barcelona.
What about the gangs?
Yeah, is that actually happening?
Yeah, Neymar's not lawyer was seen going into Barcelona.
Love European transfers.
Yeah, honestly, as soon as so like somebody funny. Comes, it's like rumoured is coming to England, it just goes off. Like Coutinho. What the fuck was that? It was like he was going to every
Arsenal,
single club in the top
Spurs.
Four. And Liverpool.
Playing them up.
I think it's like Barca just wanted to get rid of him, so then they offer him to people.
But it's just, I think it's also European journalists just have like no integrity.
Wow.
Like proper good British journalists.
They just don't know nothing.
And yeah, what about Bale?
But what about him?
Oh, because he nearly went to China.
Well, he's been playing golf, isn't he?
Yeah, no, his
That's
agent's
so
playing
funny
golf.
All of that.
Wait, what's he doing?
Well, he didn't go to China because you know that whole thing.
But
as well.
Is he free?
No, he's in contract for like 2 years.
But they want to get rid of him.
He's on like an 8-year mega contract.
Zidane hates him.
Very expensive.
Zidane,
why does Zidane hate him?
It's all weird.
But Bale still doesn't learn Spanish. How can you?
Nah, but quite a lot of players do that. I think.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. They
not to
do.
That level.
They
does
do,
Bale like, not have any friends?
Yeah, he doesn't. He just doesn't integrate with the team.
Yeah. But then also, if you're just some like weird Welsh bloke, and then there's just like Brazilians and stuff, he doesn't have much in common with them.
Plays like what? None of them are going to talk about anything that isn't football.
No, it is a little bit harder.
He
I reckon.
Fit with
Brits abroad.
I get it's hard. I'm not saying it's. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying after 6 years, you would hope you'd like find one friend.
Yeah.
Well, he might have a friend.
Well,
I think he's a bit
Modric. Modric.
Tottenham. Yeah, I guess.
From that.
Yeah, because
Modric. Right, so Modric is his in. Surely Modric can get him in with the boys.
But I don't think Zidane likes his in.
I think Modric is a little introvert.
Zidane doesn't like his like. Presence.
I don't think it's really about that.
I think because Zidane, when he first came in, he was like he wanted to sell Ronaldo because he wanted there to be like no superstars.
Hmm.
There's a good debate about is Bale a flop at Madrid. That's interesting.
I've seen some stats where he's like scored as many as Ronaldo. Or
played
as many as Zidane
has.
Or something.
He's got very good stats.
Well, also,
I think he's scored in
two Champions League finals. He scored
one
and the Copa del Rey. That was the greatest.
And the greatest bicycle kick of all time. And they were actually quite important goals.
They were. He's got some. But in general, he hasn't been like a Ronaldo's level.
No.
If
he does flop,
Ronaldo.
Yeah.
But, like he's been. He's got better stats there than like Zidane had at Madrid.
Oh yeah.
I think.
No, but like
I think
better assists.
I think we have to ignore the stats.
It's just the narrative. I think Real Madrid fans are just.
No, but it's if you ignore the stats, in games, he hasn't been, like, Tottenham level. You know, he used to be so good to watch. He hasn't been good to watch.
But that's, like, a reason that last year...
He's had a lot of injuries
as
well.
Stats man to emotions man.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's not all about stats.
No.
I think
experts.
Actually, I would
he hasn't excited
it's
the crowds and stuff.
Stats not cool.
Stats not cool.
No, I don't think stats are cool. No, I think emotions.
Yeah, I think stats have a place.
I don't think they do.
But you're not cool.
I think Fulham last year proved that stats just don't have a place.
What were their stats?
Well, all their transfers were Moneyball kind of stat transfers, and they just flopped.
But you can do stats badly.
But
yeah, they did
it's stats not stats' fault.
I mean, it's not stats' fault.
It's also not stats' fault. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. It's not stats.
Well, stats were complicit in the
failure. No, I don't know if they were.
No, I think that's unfair on stats.
It's just data, isn't it?
Yeah,
you can't just blame the facts.
They hired Klopp on stats. They hired Klopp on stats.
What do you mean? Which obviously, club? They which didn't club? Hire Klopp Liverpool. On stats.
The OG Klopp.
They did not hire Klopp on stats.
Because on his bad season,
Dortmund won the league.
No, but on his bad season, they looked at, apparently, his expected goals, and they're like, oh, he should have still finished that here.
But that's just bullshit.
I like no expected goals. I'm not saying
expected goals is bullshit.
We just need more advanced stats.
They obviously got caught because Liverpool at the time weren't really in a good state.
No, they're quite a Moneyball team, though. They do go on stats quite a lot.
I mean,
same owners.
Why else would you buy Stuart Downing?
Probably the stats.
Well, yeah, Stuart Downing was Andy Carroll. Great stats.
Luis Suarez, excellent stats. Well,
exactly.
No, but that one's different because he was in a different league.
But then you do end up signing some. If you go on stats, you do end up signing some shit.
But you end up signing like Jean-Michel Seri.
It's class, mate. He's
sick.
He was sick.
Zambo Anguissa. And they were good, but.
If you go stats, you've got to go cheap.
Markovic. Markovic.
Lazar. Well, like Mitrovic, not signed on stats. Oh, we signed Lazar Markovic.
Yep. He's probably got good stats.
That wasn't stats. That was Mitrovic just saying, like, he's my mate.
I need a pal.
Everyone else, they always tweeted being like, he's got a great statistical database and here's his stats. With Lazar Markovic, it was just like, Mitrovic came to the office and he said, Markovic is nice. But I don't know what else is happening in Europe. All the other European teams. I guess Juventus are going to win the league, win the Champions League. They are going in.
It doesn't work like that, though.
They are going in.
Who have they bought?
De Ligt,
Rabiot,
and Ramsey, and someone else, a new striker.
Ramsey win you the Champions League?
Yeah, they just get some money.
They got Rabiot, they got De Ligt, they got Ramsey, they got.
Listen, why do they want to?
Buffon's gone back.
Yeah.
No, but they got some really good strikers. They got Ronaldo, whatever his name, the guy who was at Chelsea.
Higuain,
Dybala, Mandzukic, and someone else. They got such depth.
Why did they want to get rid of Dybala?
It was apparently, though, they decided last minute that they didn't want to get rid of him.
Yeah, I thought it was image right.
Why are they possibly going to get Pogba back as well?
They were trying, yeah.
Why did
Pogba
they
said, do it? Pogba said something today like his future is uncertain. It's clouded in the myth of time.
They've got Sarri now.
Oh, yeah, and they've got Sarri.
Oh, yeah.
They are going to win the Champions League.
They're not going to win.
That's not how it works, mate. You can't just win the Champions League.
The teams that want to win it the most don't win it.
They wanted it too.
Yeah, and they didn't want it. They wanted to win the league. They can't win the league.
They did
want
to win it.
They did, but they wanted to win the league more. They wanted to every year, we want to win the league because we can't win it.
Yeah, that was the first one. Like 4 years
that
ago.
That was like 5 years ago. That was the one they couldn't win for ages.
They didn't even give a shit about the Liverpool.
Now, it's all PSG won every year. It's all Juve won every year. It's all Bayern won.
Man City,
it's all City won. It's all Barca won. And none of them can win it.
And Liverpool,
you have to not win it.
Liverpool won the league last season. They just won the Champions League. Just happened.
This is a great theory. If you want to win the Champions
League,
that's
crazy. Yeah, I've never thought about it.
I love it.
So really, they should aim for like
the league.
Yeah, maybe second.
The league. So
Juventus should set their sights on the league.
They need to lose the league.
No.
This is why you don't want to be in a farmers' league. Not a complete farmers' league.
what can Juventus do about that?
They pump money into the lower clubs.
That's a good idea.
Sell their players at cheap rates to their rivals.
Just get experience of harder games.
But I think it's bigger than just that. I think
that is. I reckon that would work.
PSG should definitely take over another club.
I think it's the wider Italian economy.
PSG too.
Mourinho said that, didn't he? He said a Man City B team would challenge for the title more than Man United or Chelsea. Probably true.
Mourinho mopped the floor with Jamie Carragher and Gary Neville.
Did he? They were all shitting themselves.
They were like,
really?
Because he was there, like Jose Mourinho. And
oh yeah, they
Gary Neville.
Oh,
yes.
What? They always get into arguments, Mourinho.
Well, he was like asking. Gary Neville was like asking questions, like, when you're a manager, you know, do you like always do the same thing when you come into a new club? That was pretty much the question.
No.
And what did Roger Marino say?
Well, he was like, well, obviously all the questions were poorly worded, you know, so he kind of like, first of all, you've got to say this, you got to say
first
that.
First of all, your question is stupid. Yeah. I would word it like this.
He was good, though. He's good value for
I've
money.
I've seen him
he's
on
very entertaining.
Sports. He's pretty good.
He's very entertaining.
I nearly watched the punditry because he was on it, but no, then obviously I realised that's
have they got him all year, Sky?
Until he gets a new job.
So yes. No, he probably will get a new job. When you start speaking sense, you get a job.
Yeah, he'll get Valencia job if he talks real sense.
He'll go back to Chelsea with him.
They go all on feelings, not stats.
So we'll just go on who's a good pundit. There was something else I wanted to talk about.
Top of the chat.
Oh no, it was about Jeremy Epstein. Whatever his name is.
Jeffrey.
Oh, right. We could go to the gossip section.
I was going to say
Mesut Ozil situation.
Oh yeah.
So, as far as I understand it, Ozil got robbed.
No, he got attacked. Kolasinac fought off the attackers.
Incredible. This was like an Eastern European gang.
Yeah.
Right. A rival gang has now come out and said, like, you cannot attack these two guys.
They pledged support.
Yeah. And then the Eastern European gang has been like, fuck you.
No. Now a different London gang has taken that as a kind of, like, now we're going to fuck them just because you said we should.
So now they've started this whole gang warfare. Gosh. So they did, that's why they couldn't, like, they've got big-time security and, like, they're not allowed to.
I'd have thought them travelling with the team would have been safe, fuck.
Yeah, what country do we live in? You know, what these two players just can't go to a football game.
How can someone be on suicide watch and then commit suicide when they're about to spill all the beans?
Just saying, man.
Yeah, it's weird. Scary.
That was really crazy. Why were they attacked in the first place?
I think
they know that.
It's robbery.
Lots of footballers get robbed there.
Daniel Sturridge's dog got stolen from his house. It's the saddest thing I've ever seen.
He did Instagram Live.
My dog's been nicked. Like, I pray anyone see my dog.
That's
like
how John Wick starts, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Someone kills his dog.
He got the dog back.
Then he started
I don't know, but he got the dog back.
He just got on Gumtree the next day.
Did someone definitely steal it, or did it just
Someone broke into his house.
But why would you steal the dog then?
Maybe someone broke in.
Why don't you go to like, I'm going to pick something which is going to make a massive noise, rather than like this TV.
Yeah.
But no one would think, is that person stealing a dog?
But when they hear the noise of the dog,
what are you gonna
they'll
do?
Be like, I might go check on the dog.
Yeah, then this person carrying a dog, they're not gonna be like, yeah, this is my house, this is my dog.
They're gonna be like, no, Daniel Sturridge, it's your own house.
Oh, if you're Daniel Sturridge, maybe you wouldn't.
No, Daniel Sturridge would have been away in like Europe.
Because you know his schedule.
Yeah, you wouldn't just that. Loads of footballers get robbed by that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. I saw a woman carrying a swan today.
Everybody knows when they're not in.
I don't think you're allowed to carry swans.
I was cycling by and I felt like going up to them. But
she was probably going
to
eat it.
It might have been dead or like injured, I don't know. It wasn't moving that much.
That's probably not the way to hold it. It was injured either.
No, it was like full time hug.
Oh, hug.
A hug.
Not just round the neck.
She was holding it like that.
And what if it's injured in every part of its body and its neck is here?
What a saving
I think it's probably going to die.
You
could just leave.
Broken.
To be honest, that I'll might not
I'm saving it.
Alright, simulation. Next week.
Oh, I forgot about simulation.
Really exciting fixture. Manchester City. Tottenham, 5:30 Saturday.
Who's simulating? We don't even know. You can't start.
Sorry, that was just excitement.
Luke, you seemed like.
We could change our simulation noise. We could make it more like cogs and like slow levers.
Yeah, we're going to like an old school. Are we downgrading our simulation machine this season?
Yes. It's more like an Alan Turing thing.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Steam.
Have you got a list?
Yeah, 5-3 No.
What's high scoring in Champions League?
These boys love their goals. No. 4-2 Man City. Starts off this new Tottenham player scores, top corner. Unbelievable.
Ruled out by VAR.
No, Lo Celso.
No, but it counts.
Do they review it?
They review it just to see how top end it is. Mark comes off and it's like, being descent is sick goal.
From how far?
They can do a lot of banter with the screens, actually.
Oh, yeah. In the Man United game, did you hear the woman's voice that would go like, checking for red card? Did anyone hear that?
Yeah. That's because they haven't got the screen.
No, it's so creepy.
It does. It sounds like some kind of horror movie.
Sorry, what's going to happen onto that top bin?
Then Aguero gets a goal. Sterling gets two. Kane gets one back. But it's all over when De Bruyne chips the keeper.
From where?
From his own ball. like... In the box, but there's lots of players. No one expects to shot.
Like a cheeky counter shot.
Yeah, suddenly it's in. Game over.
So I need to put Sterling, but that's difficult because De Bruyne is already in my team.
I don't really understand how fantasy football works. So can I always change my team?
No, you get one chance for a win.
Swap your subs. Yeah, you can swap with your subs.
But also, your captain is...
That was a mistake. It was meant to be Salah.
I've realised there's no point, like... Subs are just supposed to be the shittest players.
Except that I've now got Vertonghen and Alisson both going to probably be out.
Wildcard, mate.
Yeah, I've got some shit.
What's wildcard?
Shit
you can do as many chances.
You do it twice a season?
I think you get once a season.
That would be a bit to blow in the second week.
Once in the season.
What's the bench boost?
When the points on your bench also count. So that's why you get to have good bench.
And there's one other thing.
Triple captain.
Can you sell two players for one player?
No,
that's the thing. If you want to do some price tinkering,
you can't really do it.
It's going to take you 2 weeks.
Also, prices go up and down as more players buy or sell of players.
Yeah,
well, I don't think they change that much.
It's early days.
0.2 million is actually quite significant. It's just more 0.3 floating about.
Yeah, for true.
Right. Well, I might have to go to bed now.
Yeah, I'm having surgery in the morning.
Are you really?
Oh, well, wish you well.
I'm going to Portsmouth in the morning.
Oh, yeah, we wish you well.
Thank you.
Oh, no, I'm going to fucking London, aren't I?
Yeah,
we wish you well.
I'm going to the Russian embassy tomorrow to be...
All hail Vladimir Putin. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. So, you've been listening to In Our Playing Repair.
Is there nothing else we need to say?
Oh, Oxford are going to get promoted this year.
Yeah, okay. Fulham are going to get promoted
confirmed.
As well. Is there anything else we need to say? Is there anything else we've missed?
Well, we've got the quiz, you know, so it's gaping hole in our back.
I could give a quick question.
Yep, yeah, let's do it.
I don't know.
What number am I thinking of?
Oh, can we? Do you know anyone who's taller or not as tall as Peter?
Oh, yeah, that was a really good
now he's gone to BT.
No, that's not. I don't think I can do it.
What a man.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, thanks very much for tuning in to this week's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to us, and we'll see you again at the JW.
Have we got any patrons yet?
No. Oh. We've been inactive for
quite a while. 2 months.
Yeah.
Do you want to say something about the quiz final?
Yeah, I can say delayed. A couple of words.
Because
our fans are probably waiting.
Yeah, the quiz final is going to happen. I think it's going to have its own special pod.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know. I was thinking maybe
an offshoot.
In there playing repair extra time. Quiz
just
special.
For the Patreon.
Yeah.
Nobody gets to hear it.
So, do we have any new followers to shout out?
Well, we haven't posted in like 2 months.
So what? The bot out.
So no.
So I don't know. Maybe.
I mean,
I've got to sign in. You know, this problem with this dark mode is you always think you're on private browsing all the time.
Yeah.
Are you right? I just always stay in private browser just to. In case I accidentally get on porn and start wanking. Just happens sometimes, doesn't it?
Hang on. One play in the last 24 hours.
Yeah. One play in the last 24 hours, that's crazy.
By the way, guys, happy 30th episode.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can we get some Michael Owen quotes?
Oh,
like, I'll look up a new quote.
Maybe we should get some Mourinho or someone there.
No, but they need to be stupid, don't they?
Oh, don't have to be.
No,
we made the rules.
They need to be funny.
Murray's trailing by a set.
No, it's, I think he's on a...
Is this Cincinnati?
This is his singles return, yeah. He's playing Gasquet.
Wow.
One of those two.
Gasquet goes on forever, doesn't he? Yeah. Wow, Frank Lampard said... Wait. No, this is what Chris Sutton said. Sorry, it's not...
Oh, he talks sorry. Shit, don't worry. Shit.
Danny Mills chats so much shit. He said that... I feel like all the Sheffield United fans got pissed off because he said they only play long balls.
Oh.
And like,
that's just not true though.
Well, yeah, yeah. He was like, you know, this is a long ball team, aren't they? It's a long ball team.
Yeah, that's just wrong.
And
no, it's true.
Overlapping centre backs.
There are some good
long balls up to the overlapping centre backs.
What about this one from Ron Atkinson? I'm going to make a prediction. It could go either way.
And with that, we bid you adieu. Thanks very much, Jasper Kawhi, @_ Wolf Luke Stanford.
Oh, can you do us together?
Oh, don't forget to check out Luke and Jasper's Twitter.
Yeah.
And Instagram, which is a lot better than your Twitter.
Yeah, don't check out the Twitter. No, okay.
Maybe we should start tweeting.
I'm going to tweet tonight.
Wow.
Do it. Do it.
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
Probably not.
Right, we bid you thank you and...
Farewell. Goodbye.